right, guys, big episode of the Nordiques podcast. The twin season is about to get started, so we talk all about that. MJ talks about Anthony Edwards. Netflix has a new show starring Justin Jefferson, and the Premier League is back with a marquee matchup. Here we go. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's
it going? It's going well, man. How are you, bro?
I'm doing all right. Happy to be here. Happy to be potting with you.
Yes.
We went to Wisconsin this weekend.
Wisconsin. It was great.
Yeah.
We had a nice time.
Wisconsin, I know it's east, but it feels like the Wild West compared to living in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, they don't really worry about much out there, do they?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like there's less laws.
I think there's a lot less.
A lot less.
I felt like everybody on the road was probably drunk. Like, did you get those vibes sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
But you know what? Shit was dirt cheap. The food was good.
Yeah.
The bowling alley was one of the worst I've ever been in, but also the best. Probably the best, actually.
Yes, at the same time.
Because I'm not a serious bowler here. I was just like, this is awesome.
I seemed like a serious bowler.
So, should you tell the people what you did?
I bowled 4 strikes in a row.
Not only your first turkey...
Yeah.
You said turkey's kind of boring. That's for amateurs.
4 in a row. I bowled like a 175. It was a good day.
And you were just starting to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like you could have, I think your next game, you might have broken 200.
I might have.
So you're a bowler now.
No, I'm not.
For years, you've looked like a bowler and just to know that you can actually bowl.
I've had like the bowling aesthetic, but not like actually been bowling.
Yes, but hey, congrats on that. That was actually probably the most fun part of the bowling. Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. Lots to talk about. Before we dive into this episode, we need you guys to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordiques Podcast and subscribe anywhere that you guys get your favorite podcast from and get the Nordiques Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, what are we drinking?
All right. So this is kind of a cool collab. This is like, you know, former pod stuff, right? So we got Modest Brewing
friend
with a new THC seltzer,
mm-hmm,
and friend of the pod. And then we got Nerdy and the Minnesota Orchestra, which they're definitely way too fancy for us. So,
yeah.
But we got 2 out of 3, and that ain't bad.
Yeah.
This is the 100% done, totally amazing, completely finished, super dope THC seltzer, blackberry lime. That's a lot. It's a big name.
Yeah.
But it's good. What do you think?
Yeah, it is good. How strong is it?
It's only 5 milligrams, and we're sharing it.
Okay.
So this is mostly hydration for us.
Yeah.
Maybe for you, you get a little something. For me,
never,
I need to do about 4 or 5 of these.
Never done a drug in my life, so.
Exactly.
Will I die?
You're going to be calling
Am I going to be dead?
No. My wife and I, we are dead. We're dead.
All right. So here we go.
What up?
Twins.
Yeah, we're getting
Twins are here. They start this week, Thursday. It always feels too early whenever baseball starts. That's my honest take.
For Minnesotans, look at outside.
Baseball season.
Are they going to have to, can they plow this out and play? No, they just.
It's in Kansas City.
So that's what they usually do, right?
Yeah.
They have like weeks of road games because we're here without a roof on the stadium.
We used to have the Metrodome.
That was dope.
I liked the Metrodome.
I did too.
I mean, I'm glad US Bank Stadium took its place, but I kind of wish we had both.
I know.
I know it's not possible.
I mean,
but
we love Targets. It's not like we don't like Target Field. It's great.
Target Field is okay.
Come on.
It's okay.
It's one of the best ballparks. It's a great, great.
I got to be honest with you.
There's bars. There's all the good food. There's like cool. Hey, did you know they're putting in a dock?
For what?
Dock seating? Yeah, it looks like a pontoon boat, but you sit on it. And watch the game. You can buy those seats.
I don't know about that.
You're not into that?
What do you get at the game?
Beers. I usually get the biggest, strongest beer I can, like the tall, Surly Furious, something like that. And then I do like a hot dog at the ballpark.
Okay.
I like, if I want to get a little fancy, I get the Parlor Burger.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
Do you remember Dollar Dog Night?
Those days were long gone.
Dollar Dog Night at the Metrodome. They just packed the place with people who didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
And like I was.
Because the tickets were about $2.
Yeah. The tickets were like $2. You could sit out in the outfield for like. Did they pay you?
I think that they paid you.
I think they paid you in hot dogs
so that
just
to go. They could make 30 cents on the hot dog.
Yeah. It was dirt cheap. I remember going to those. I remember one time my brother was there. He had like a lot of hot dogs. And then he just was like on the big screen and he just like turned into like a pro wrestler. He like pointed at the screen and then he like stood up and then he was like getting the crowd pumped up. It was a great moment.
Really?
Yeah, he's had a couple of those.
And what was just the, a lot of hot dogs also?
Yeah, he's also, okay. It was just a dog.
I thought maybe he was going to like puke up a hot dog.
Do you remember when he was on, or we went to the college night? We went to cheap sporting events, I guess. They should bring that kind of stuff back. We went to college night games. We've talked about it on the pod all the time.
Early in our relationship,
pre-pod.
Pre-pod, yeah. Mostly, can you think about all those takes that were lost forever?
Yeah.
It's actually just a shame.
It was mostly you and your wife and me. Just the three of us would go mostly.
That's perfect.
And I remember one time, my brother Adam, he came with some of his friends too. And then we were sitting lower level. I mean, these games were not attended.
they were not attended, and we got in for free.
We got in for free, and they were like,
because
we had bought
a T-shirt like a month before that. It's insane.
They were like, would you like to sit at 10th row right behind the hoop for free? And we were like, yeah.
Let's go.
So we're there, and then they asked my brother and his friend if they wanted to do a contest on the board.
Yeah.
And they had to drink a Mountain Dew.
Sponsored by Mountain Dew.
It was like to win a Klondike bar. It was like, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Win a Mountain Dew chugging contest? And
that didn't make
that much
sense. My
brother was so bad. He squeezed the bottle and then like nothing would come out. It was really embarrassing.
He really thought he was going to dominate this thing
too.
We found out, I think, that he was going to do it.
Yeah.
And then he was nervous for like a long time before it actually was time to go.
And then he got up there and like just
like sucked.
Just did terrible. He hardly like drank any of it.
Yeah. I think people were a little confused. Like, it's like, are we really trying to rig this for a Klondike bar?
It made it seem like he hated Klondike bars.
Yeah. Or like hated Mountain Dew.
Yeah. But really both. I also famously was on the Jumbotron. Famously for me in my life.
Yeah.
I was on the Jumbotron at the playoff game for the Wild.
Okay.
And I got to go because of a friend, Chelsea Mose.
Great girl.
She worked for the team. She was like an intern, like on the side. She like just did it because she enjoyed it, I think. And she was like, saw me there, and she was like, do you want to be on the big screen between periods? And I was like, absolutely. So I got to go up to like the lighthouse at the top of the arena with this random dude, and then we played like, where are these people from? Chicago, or, Colorado or Minnesota? And then you had to like say who it was, and mine were like, it was like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Colorado.
And I think I just had to name who they were. Bob Dylan, something. Like, it was a bunch of them.
Okay.
And, yeah.
How'd you do?
I won. I got Santana tickets.
Oh, did you ever use them?
Didn't use them.
No, I bet
I got an inflatable chicken that got stolen. I got a children's size beanie.
Ooh.
I got some coupons, and I got a Minnesota Wild pizza cutter.
Oh.
Really awful prize.
Yeah.
Really a bad prize.
Yeah.
We could have been like,
here's
a jersey for you or something. But they were like, here's all the junk we have.
This is some extra stuff we had in the bag. Yeah. Dude. Plus Santana tickets.
This was a playoff game.
Same thing.
This was a playoff game, though.
I tell you what, you should have, maybe if you had been better, if you had gotten Dog the Bounty Hunter's like wife's name, maybe.
Yeah. Should have got both. Could you imagine if I was up there and I was like, that's Dog the Bounty Hunter, but you guys may remember his wife, Cindy, who was actually the star. I'm just up there just
riffing, giving out. It's like, you shouldn't have put him on there because I'm a huge fan.
So the Twins are starting this Thursday.
Jesus.
And they're playing against Kansas City. Now, I had to look up the odds for the Twins season.
Okay.
Like what was expected of them. So they've been just atrocious in spring training. Like, I think they're like 8-18.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just been awful. But every time I look at that and I'm like, oh, wow, they stink. I remember I felt the same way last year.
Mm.
So I don't think they're caring one bit about...
They're just trying stuff out.
They're just trying stuff out.
Yeah.
They're currently -115 to win the AL Central.
Oh, really? So does that make them
the favorite to win the AL Central?
Well, that's surprising, isn't it? I mean,
they won it last year.
Yeah.
won it last year. They did lose some pieces, but I think, you know, the pitching should be good. The bullpen should be better than last year.
Yeah.
Starting pitching should be pretty good. If the bats, you know, we're gonna get two great weeks of Byron Buxton, where everyone's like, if he could just stay healthy. He's
one of the greatest.
If he could just stay healthy this year, and then it's like, Byron Buxton has a bruise on his knee, and he's out for the next 8 weeks.
Can we just make the warning track, like, way bigger? Or does he doesn't even play in the field anymore, does he?
I don't think he is allowed to run.
Designated hit. Yeah, I think
he's, like, so injury prone that they're like, you can jog to first base, and we would rather you just jog and you don't even slide. Yeah. Slide if it's the World Series.
Yeah, right. Game 7.
They're plus 900 to win the AL pennant.
Okay.
Which is a terrible name.
Yeah, I don't really
get it. AL pennant?
The pennant is named after the flag?
The pennants, yeah. Okay. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't get that. And forever, many years, including years I did this pod, I thought the pennant was a nickname for the World Series. Mm-hmm. So many, many times in my life, I'd be like, yeah, they're going to win the pennant. And I thought that it meant the World Series, and I had no idea.
It very well might be.
No, because Ryan corrected me.
Okay,
he did. And I always remembered that. Like, okay. Oh, fuck.
And then they're plus 900 to win the AL pennant.
Okay.
Plus 2,000 to win the World Series.
Mm. It's going to happen. So you're telling me it's going to happen. So what do you think? You think
their win total is 86.5?
That sounds fine.
Pretty doable.
Yeah.
So
you think we go over that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make the playoffs, they're currently minus 170.
Okay.
To miss the playoffs, they're currently plus 145.
All right.
So they slight favorites to win the AL Central.
The experts think we're going to be a little better than last year, and I guess nobody else must have gotten any better.
I mean, the AL Central has been an absolute laughingstock, I think, for years and years now. Every year it's getting worse and worse. It's the worst division.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess that's nice that we're in that division. A little bit different than how we predict, at least, our football division is going to go. Where everybody's going to be fucking awesome now. But
I the only thing I'm excited about is, like, can Brooks Lee come up and be a stud right away?
Okay.
If he can come up and be a guy for us early in the season, or at least by, like, June, I think that they're going to be pretty good. And, like, I think the bullpen is going to just be absolute magma. Like, I think they're going to just be lighting everybody up.
How many games did you go to last year?
Zero.
How many games the year before?
One or zero?
Zero. Probably zero.
Probably zero.
So, do you think you're going to try to make it this year? It doesn't sound like you're...
If someone wants to go with me, like, I'm not
setting this up. It needs to be a random invite situation.
I am not
going
to go out and buy tickets to the game.
Right.
Like, if someone was like, hey, I have a ticket, would you like to go? Or, hey, I really want to go to this game. The tickets are really cheap. Let's get a ticket. It won't cost that much.
Yeah,
I'll say, how much?
Can you cover parking?
I don't care that much. But baseball, it is funny. Like, I like to talk about baseball. I like to read articles about baseball. I like to play fantasy baseball. I like kind of like what's going on and the stats of it all, but I don't watch a lot of it.
You know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll go, but we'll make it all about the food. We'll do like pod bits about it, but have nothing to do with the game. We won't even talk about whether we won or lost.
Can we bring like plastic knives and we can just order one of things and just cut it in half?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'll try it all. It'll be all about the food. We won't mention the game at all. And would you go then?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. How about this? Shohei Ohtani, probably the best player in baseball. His translator was arrested this week.
I mean, he's kind of sticking it on the translator, it sounds like. It seems people do not believe.
Maybe he was up to no good.
Yeah.
I think maybe he was like,
he's like, I never bet on baseball. I don't bet on sports at all. I don't even know what betting is. I'm not sure what sports are. You're like, okay. I mean, this translator's with him all day, every day.
I feel like this translator might be getting $4.5 million for taking the fall.
I like that.
I think that's
good, because I mean it is, and you know that's $4.5 million in gambling debt that they know about.
Yeah.
So it just makes me think that must be scratching the surface, either of what he gambled away or whatever, or at least if it's true, what this dude stole. So I don't know. It seems sketchy, and I suppose they'll look into it. I don't think that the MLB wants anybody to look into it.
No.
They'd rather just move on. I mean, this is their star guy.
Yeah, they want to be like, isn't it terrible that this guy who's no longer affiliated with our star player at all and is not in the league in any way at all did all this terrible stuff and it had nothing to do with our player?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they are thinking right now.
I mean, didn't Shohei Ohtani like take like $2 million a year for 29 years and then $1 billion at the end of it?
Yeah.
How did he even have this $4.5 million to lose?
Because
he already had a huge contract.
The amount of money
he must make. And you got the New Balance money.
The amount of money he must make in... Is he Japanese?
Yes. You don't have to look it up.
He is Japanese?
Yes. Ohtani.
Okay. Well, Korea has great baseball players, too.
They do, but this guy happens to be Japanese.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought he was Japanese because his wife still lives in Japan, right?
And she's a basketball player for Japan.
Part of the reason that he wanted to be, obviously, on the West Coast, easy flights there.
Yep.
The amount of money he must be making in Japan has to be out of this world.
Right.
He's got to be one of the biggest celebrities in... I mean, he obviously is in all of sports.
Yeah.
But in the Asian markets,
he's got to be crazy.
At the very top.
Doing like the goofy candy commercials and shit for them, dude.
I wonder if he is the most famous Asian athlete.
What about Linsanity? Don't forget. All right, that used to be.
It was.
That was actually a huge, huge deal. But no, I mean, he has to be. He has to be. Are you looking up like Asian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to
see what you get.
Most famous
Don't
Asian
Don't be counting
athletes.
Those Russians.
Okay. So we have the top 10 of all time. This was from 2019. I'm not feeling super confident in that.
Yeah.
But Linsanity was on there.
I hope so. Yao Ming is still a huge deal in China.
He was a huge deal.
That was a good one. And I just only know basketball players.
It's a lot of Olympians. Ichiro? Was a big deal.
We like that one.
He was a big deal. Obviously, he's a Hall of Famer for baseball. Lots of track and field. Michelle Kwan, remember her?
For sure.
Famous figure skater.
Of course.
Manny Pacquiao. He's from Southeast Asia.
All right. He's not such a good guy, though, right?
The Yao Ming they have on here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ohtani is going to go down as...
I mean,
he's
bigger
Asian
sports than what you've listed besides...
He's literally Japanese Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Is what he is. I mean, he's just absolutely incredible.
But Babe Ruth didn't do shit but hit, right?
He pitched, too.
Oh, he did?
But not like as
not
good
like
as,
Ohtani.
But Ohtani did have shit surgery, and he isn't going to pitch this whole year.
Okay.
So he's...
Boring.
Yeah, pretty boring.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with this, but get this dude some help. That sucks.
That does suck. All right, let's move on to basketball. A-Rod and Mark Laurie officially purchased... The Wolves.
Thank God.
So glad this
part
happened.
Of me was just like, is this going to fall through?
They
is
made
something
going
to happen?
They made it a little scary.
They kind of went to the end, which is probably like a business move. Like,
yeah.
They wanted to keep that billions of dollars making money in whatever funds it was before they had to transfer it. So they used the whole window, and they sure did. But, dude, it's over. It's over. The Glenn Taylor shit is over.
So Glenn Taylor,
I think he's
officially
completely
has
divested.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will be curious to see on Wednesday. I'm going to go to the game. Is he going to have his courtside seats?
I would,
or maybe the rest of the season. You
I
think?
Would bet he does
the rest of the season.
I mean,
I'm
he's
sure
a
he
Minnesota. He's a big Minnesota guy.
Yeah, and I mean, like owners in other leagues don't go to all their games. Like that's,
I would.
That,
bet...
I mean, if that made you a good owner, then Glenn Taylor would be one of the best. But unfortunately, him showing
I bet
up to
you
games,
Glenn Taylor could just
help.
Purchase his own courtside seats forever. But he probably, being the cheapskate he is, negotiated it into the deal.
He probably did,
and he sells them quite often.
I bet, yeah, and he's got the good ones too, like right next to the bench, you know, so they're always on camera. Yeah, he likes that.
Okay, and then Michael Jordan commented on Anthony Edwards' game.
He did. They finally got a, you know, he doesn't do interviews. He doesn't really do anything for anybody but himself, it seems like to me. But they finally asked him, like, all right, Ant Edwards, are you watching? What do you think? People are comparing his game to yours. And he said that, you know, he confirmed, yes, I see the similarities, which I'm actually impressed because I figured the quote would be like, no, he's totally different than me. I play a different style. You know, just because he doesn't like to go with what people want him to say. But that's kind of nice. It's good to hear. You know, the GOAT himself sees it. And people can stop maybe asking about that all the time.
I don't really see it myself, to be honest with you. I don't really, like, I don't watch Ant and I'm like, wow, look like it feels like I'm watching Jordan.
Yeah, like, some of those, like, big dunks that happen from, like, the, you know, free throw line and stuff. Some of those.
I guess, like, Jordan was, like, cool and slick around the hoop.
And,
but,
like
his
defense is there.
Yeah.
You know, just being, like, a hound on the defensive side.
It's like Jordan played in a different era where they, like, played a totally different style of basketball. Like,
yeah.
He literally, like, just owned people with his ability to get to the rim, like Ant does, but also then to have a pull-up mid-range game.
Right,
which is pretty
Ant does have the pull-up mid-range, although we don't really need him taking those shots.
No one takes those in the NBA anymore at all.
Kind of
it's
for
just,
a reason.
It's just done. It's just like, why would we take a 18-foot-2 when we could just take a 22-foot-3?
Yeah.
You know, like,
that's,
it's just,
that's
no
what
one wants
say.
To do that at this point. So, I don't know. Again, the guy I always feel like it is Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I watch him, I'm like, he just reminds me of Dwayne Wade. I think he's going to be better than that.
Yeah.
Which is
seems like
really cool.
Yeah. Because D. Wade is fucking...
D. Wade is a Hall of Famer.
Boss, yeah.
You know, he was the best guy on a championship team once.
Yeah.
You know, and was the second best guy on two more championship teams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say that
like
Ant, over under 2.5 titles in his career, I'd take the over.
I would take the under. It's hard. It's hard.
I think that
when
he is going to win one title
with the Timberwolves. Dude, I'll get the Ant tattoo. I'll get something. You pick. I'd be so excited. Yeah, let's hope so.
That's not fair of me to say. I mean, I know that we're never going to win a title in anything in Minnesota ever.
Yeah, so I really don't know why you're guessing.
I shouldn't guess that. That's
so you're
wrong.
Really what you're really saying though. Stick with your first take is that he's going to leave in like 2 years.
I think
go
he'll
to like
leave
a stacked team and then rack up a few.
I think he's going to leave in like 6 years.
Okay.
And that and you know
that
what
would
I'd be I
we
think
have
that's
to be happy with 6 years.
I think
years.
That's okay. I think
oh, 6 years from now.
From now, six
so
more years.
So he's going to do 10, 11 years here.
I think he'll play about 10 years in Minnesota, and then he'll be around 30.
Yep.
And then he'll start the next part of his career with like the Lakers.
And that would be okay.
And that would be okay.
We'll in hang the, up his jersey.
In the NBA, in a league that's has no loyalty to teams, if you could get a Giannis to stay in Milwaukee for 10 years, an
that's
Ant
crazy.
To stay in Minnesota for 10 years, I think that's the goal.
Yep.
I think like if you're not one of these huge, huge, huge teams, you have to just try to say, spend the first half of your Hall of Fame career with us, and mm-hmm. then we'll give you a path where you want to go.
Yep.
And that's, I think that's okay.
I would be okay
Can
with that.
Can you just get one
if
here?
You told... this year, what are you talking about?
Yeah. All right. Well, the one thing I'll say about Ant is that they are, what, 7-4 now since Towns?
Sounds right, which I think is better than what most people were thinking or being...
And it's a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah. They've, no, I mean, you beat the Warriors. Not. You know, we've had some tough games. Nice to sweep the Jazz like that. That was huge.
Ant has become a much... Like, everyone kind of thought that maybe he was going to take over games with shooting more.
Mm-hmm.
But he really hasn't. He's just been more of a facilitator than when
really
Towns
only doing
there.
That takeover stuff when you sort of need hero ball at the end, which
yeah.
we don't always love. Like we like an open pass better than a really contested or I mean an open shot from like a decent shooter than a really, really contested shot from your best shooter.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, he's passing the ball around, making sure you got people on the bench stepping up. It's kind of working. I mean, we do miss Towns and his super consistent, you know, gets the 8 rebounds and the 24 points and you win the game. It's great. I miss that. I can't wait for that. And I haven't really heard any updates on it, but I think we'll get that probably in another week or so.
Remember that's what we thought last year?
Yeah, and he was all pissed. He's like, no one should, they should never yeah. have said that. That's why this time they just said reevaluated it.
If Towns isn't ready to go for the playoffs,
round one,
I want him gone.
Yeah.
I'm just, I at this point, I'm like, what are we doing?
What are we doing here?
We're going to look really good for part of the regular season every year? Okay. Like, yeah. At this point, he's never performed in the postseason, and he's becoming more and more injured.
Yeah. Time to go. Well, I mean,
if he comes back and has a great playoffs, then run it back again.
Yep.
But I just don't want to play this game every year where he's a leg injury.
Yep.
And then he's out longer than we thought, and I don't need that.
Don't need that in my life.
All right, how about this? Netflix is going to have a new show. So last year they had Quarterback.
Yeah.
They followed them around Kirk Cousins.
Which they're doing that again.
Marcus Mariota. And who was the third guy? Oh, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
They're doing that again. I don't know if we've heard the quarterbacks yet.
I don't know. I don't think we have. But now we got receiver.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
And you know if you're going to pick one guy.
Justin.
Got to be Justin. So, yeah. You know, he's the face of this thing. Yeah. But not bad when you look at who else they got. They got Davante Adams.
Big star.
Top
five guy.
Five guy, yeah. We got George Kittle. Kind of show that kind of...
One of the three best tight ends prior.
Yeah, kind of more end of the career type of guy.
I bet he's not even that old.
Oh, he's got to be 28, isn't he?
I don't know.
Well, you look that up. We got Deebo Samuel.
Two guys. Aren't they on the same team? Oh, yeah. You're right. He's kind of old. He's 30.
Yeah, he's 30. So they're going to kind of show that.
Deebo and Kittle. I don't need two on the same team, but
and
whatever.
Then they got Amon-Ra St. Brown. Is he on Denver? Or, I mean, Detroit?
Yeah.
So I can see why they would want to have... Sort of
really like that one too. That's a good one.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the show are you more likely to watch this one or this next season of Quarterback?
I think probably this one because the one
thing of the home angle.
I think the thing with quarterbacks, they are pretty boring.
Yeah.
They're pretty boring people. They're like there's very one you know, like their whole life has been spent trying to be this person, right? They've had to kind of create this like character that you're almost like the CEO of the team that you play on. You're like the representative of the team. You can't ever do anything wrong. Receivers, tight ends, they all have personality.
Yeah.
They're all fun. They're all kind of jerks. They're all like selfish weirdos who think they're better than everyone else and talk a bunch of trash. I think it will be more fun.
Yeah. And I hope that they would lean into that. Like let's play that up.
I think that this means, I mean, I already think at this point, if they thought they were going to lose Justin, they would have already traded him.
Mm-hmm.
I think this probably makes it more likely he signs the record deal.
Okay.
Like more likely, I think that they'll probably start the show with him being like, Kirk's gone. Who knows? You know, it's going to be a storyline
that they'll
kind of create. Kirk's gone. I don't know. Got to figure out who the quarterback's going to be. Then they draft Drake May. And then it's like him and Drake May meeting each other. And then he gets the biggest contract ever. And like, I can just already picture it. And I'm excited.
Eric, you're getting lightheaded. Calm down, dude.
This is the most excited I've been about the Vikings since the Minneapolis Miracle. Since that, like that game after that when they got whooped. But
yeah,
that first drive they scored, I was like, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to win the Super Bowl at home. I was so excited. And I haven't really felt that way since then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And this year...
It's been pretty much mostly disappointment since then.
Yeah. And I just think that, you know, we are Questia Adofa Mensa fans here on the show. I really think that this dude is doing incredible work.
I can't wait to see. I mean, he is setting the stage for this big trade-up that you had talked about for... A year, 6 months at least, leading up to this draft, that this is what how you wanted them to position.
Yep.
They're following your playbook. They're listening to this podcast, and they're like, okay, what would Eric want? And that's what they've done so far.
That's how I feel. So I will tell you this. This makes me, like, I don't know. The job that I want in the future of my life is to be a NFL draft analyst who does mock drafts. Because these people are so wrong, and no one ever calls them out. There's no punishment for being completely wrong. I feel very, very, very extremely confident the Vikings are going to draft the quarterback that they want in this draft. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get Caleb Williams, but they've already, that ship has sailed. They know they're not getting him.
Yep.
I think the Vikings will end up with whoever they want out of Daniels, May, and McCarthy. And I feel pretty confident that it's Drake May.
Okay.
So Drake May, it kind of has to be him because we signed Josh McCown to be our quarterbacks coach.
His former coach at high school.
His former high school coach. But it gets even better than that. When Josh McCown was coaching him, Josh McCown also is a former teammate of Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers at that time. Sam Darnold and Josh McCown were, during the football season, going through every play of Drake May's film and giving him notes on his film.
Oh, wow.
So when Sam Darnold, our quarterback now,
right,
was playing for the Panthers, he was helping out high school Drake May. So the two people in the world who were giving him the most information during his high school career are now our quarterback and our quarterback's coach.
And it clearly worked out.
Yeah.
For Drake May as
well. It just feels to me like Drake May will be a Viking. Whatever pick you have to go to get Drake May is where the Vikings are going to be drafting. I feel confident in that.
So you feel like he's a lock, or he's, you know, give me some percentages here for May versus McCarthy versus, you know, some other.
I think that play. May like and
you
McCarthy.
You can lump everybody else into like the field if you
I think everyone's going to feel like I'm being really dramatic, but I think with 98% certainty, we are going to draft either Drake May or JJ McCarthy.
Okay.
And I'm not sure the order that those guys will go in.
Yeah.
It seemed very certain for a long time that May would go ahead of McCarthy. This week, McCarthy is suddenly the flavor of the week.
Oh, really? So all like these mock drafts that mean nothing are switching it
suddenly
up?
Suddenly, like big names like Tom Pelissero came out and said he thinks that what he's hearing is that the Commanders are going to draft JJ McCarthy at number two.
Okay.
So I do think that those are the two options. I think we will have one of those two guys, and I think that it will be Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty comfortable saying the Vikings will go to whatever pick Drake May is getting picked at, and they will go get him. And that could be as high as number two. So I'm going to give you a couple options that I've been thinking about.
All right.
One, I fully believe that teams are lining up to trade with the Vikings here.
Mm-hmm.
That's number two, number three. Number two, Washington.
Because,
number three, yeah. New England. Number four, Arizona. And number five, the LA Chargers. I think all four of those teams want the Vikings trade.
We're going to overpay.
We're going to overpay a little bit. They're gonna get, they'll get two firsts in this draft. You'll have to move down from the top five to 11. You'll also get 23, and you'll probably get some other pick. If you're in the top three, you might get next year's first. If you're four or five, you probably get like a third or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get a bunch of picks. You're going to get more swings, still some good picks in the draft, more value for your buck here. And I just think that those teams are all, you know, they're all trying to be smart, but I think that they all are kind of interested in that. The other thing I can imagine happening here is it gets real complicated. The Vikings made a trade to get an extra first-round pick 2 weeks ago with the Texans. Then they trade up to number five by trading 11 and 23 mm-hmm. to get up to five with the LA Chargers.
Okay.
And then they use five and next year's first to go up to two or three.
So
it's still trading three firsts, but a team like New England or a team like Washington, instead of having to go back to 11, would only have to go back to 5.
Oh, that is a huge difference.
And so they might say, yeah, that sounds really good to us. You know, we
that's
might even,
a big.
So I think
big,
that
doesn't that feel like a big price to pay for us just to jump from 5 to 3,
uh-huh.
or whatever it might be. But yeah. I guess if but you know just, your guy's gonna be gone,
you got it. We have to nail it.
Yeah.
I like Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. I like Kevin O'Connell. I believe in those two guys. But this draft, their job is on the line here. Mm-hmm. It's not on the line after next year, but it's on the line 2 years from now.
Yes.
It is. Yes. Like, it is on. The job will be on the line for these guys.
This will be the point that everybody looks back on, this draft, for sure.
And it's just like, do you want to be here for 12 years? Or
this
do you
isn't
want to
the
be-
draft where you're like, do you think they go with like a receiver or, you know, maybe like a defensive, like what are they going to, we have, you know, multiple needs, but nothing glaring. We were missing a quarterback.
That will be the next 15 years of draft, hopefully.
Yeah.
This year is the year. They've never done it before. They're going to go up into the top five. They're going to take a top five quarterback. It's going to be really exciting.
Can't wait.
And I really think it's Drake May at this point. Like just, I think that the Vikings are one of the teams. I think a lot of teams are pushing J.J. McCarthy right now because I think that they want his stock to rise. So maybe Daniels and May fall a little further.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Fun.
It's just an absolute mystery what these teams are going to do.
I love it.
All right. And then the Premier League.
Oh.
It's back this weekend.
Tight.
Really stupid that they had to do a international break right now. These international breaks are
too
just
much.
They're just awful.
Too much.
They're just awful.
My weekends to have, you know, some predictability to them. And that's mornings with the Premier League.
They just kill the flow of the season. Like, you're just, like, in the swing. You're, like, every weekend you're waking up to watch the game. You're so excited every weekend. And then suddenly they're like, and we'll be back in 2.5 weeks. And you're kind of like, what?
That's a long time.
I know. It's a long time.
Yep. And some that's why the season's goddamn fucking 12
months long. And a few of your players are just going to come back injured.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, yep. So this weekend is a huge weekend in the Premier League. I would say the biggest game of the... I mean, I'm not going to speak and say it's the biggest game of the year, but it's for sure the biggest game of
the year.
Biggest game of the rest of the year at minimum.
Yeah, no, it's the big, I mean, I get it. We've played these teams. They all play. Every game counts the same, but they get bigger and bigger, and this matters so much.
This really is critical.
Is it 2-3 right now?
It's 1-3.
1-3, yep, which any result can switch those around.
Yes.
It's that close, and I'm just hoping for a draw.
You should. I think Arsenal would take a draw right now.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to go, like, I believe.
It's at Manchester.
It's at Man City, yeah.
So.
My thing here is, like, I think that Arsenal is probably the better team. But, like, it just is, like, you get into these moments and, like, it's like watching the freaking Warriors beat the Celtics in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, I'm pretty sure the Celtics are better. But the Warriors just know how to do it.
Yeah, right.
They just know when, like, you know, remember that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
The Warriors won the title over the Celtics. It just felt like this is the Celtics. They've arrived. They're the best team. And then the Warriors were just
like that?
We've been in deep water before, and we're good swimmers.
Yeah,
and, like,
right.
And, like,
yeah.
The Celtics get a little nervous when you get out there. And so I think, like, that's kind of how I'm feeling about this game. So I think I'm going to pick Man City 2, Arsenal 1.
Oof, please. Yeah. That's the only thing I don't want to happen.
I know.
I don't want a City win.
I think I'm going to be, like,
I would
upset.
Be so happy for you if Arsenal won.
Yeah.
Although it significantly hurts Liverpool's chances.
Yeah.
You know, if either of these teams wins, which it's most likely that one of those...
I mean, if Arsenal and Liverpool both win this weekend, they're tied at the top of the table still.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And Liverpool is the easiest schedule. They just have to try to be healthier than they have been. They've just been a mess with that. So
I don't know. It's fun. I would imagine that in 2 months, this is all going to be over, but I feel like it's going to be more like 3-4 months. It's like there's, what, 8 games left?
Yeah.
But they take so many breaks. I don't know.
There's no more breaks.
Okay.
This was the last
break. This is the push to the end here.
Yep. So, all right.
So we got a couple
April
huge games on.
And, like, it's about 7 more weeks, I think.
Okay.
Is what they're going to end up playing. It's like goes to, like, the second to last week in May.
All right.
So
good luck the rest of the way out, buddy.
Yeah, this thing is going to cruise.
It's got to be Liverpool, and if it's not Liverpool, it better be Arsenal.
It can't be 4 in a row for City.
That's boring.
That sucks.
I'll pick a different sport. I'll get into F1.
Yeah, there you go. Where the same guy won 10 in a row.
Yeah, that's...
Verstappen won 10 in a row, and then this weekend he finally didn't win. There you go. There's your F1 talk, everyone.
Wow, we did it. Yeah. We did it.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, Adam Tremé be so proud.
Okay, and then finally... former member of our show, Ryan Barter.
Yep.
Is a big Chelsea fan.
Big Chelsea guy.
And he gets really mad at me whenever I bring up that Chelsea are cheaters. Because
he loves Chelsea.
He loves them. But here's the latest. This is coming from if anyone's on Twitter, this is CFC Pies. He has 500,000 followers.
Okay.
He's like a guy. He's not like a newspaper. He's like a fan account, but he's a pretty popular account. He's posting, Chelsea face penalties, including a points deduction or expulsion from the Premier League if they are found guilty of breaching spending rules under the Abramovich ownership, with their two sources from, I don't know, The Guardian and... The Guardian. So the Guardian is a
reporting.
Paper is reporting this. Documents have revealed that Marina, who was like the president of Chelsea, was copied in on payments made directly to agents and advisors from offshore companies owned by Roman Abramovich. So he was paying the agents and advisors of players around the world out of his own pocket, off of the books.
Just bribing them to come there.
To go there.
To take whatever deal. Yeah.
She also appears to have received at least $7.5 million in loans from Abramovich to buy a house, with the debt later written off.
Mm.
So he was buying his employees' houses. Mr. Abramovich and Ms. Granovskaya did not respond when asked for comment. So this is pretty damning.
So, I mean, you said that the two penalties you're hearing, and this is stuff that they've done before, at least subtracting points, right? If they subtract enough points, they might not need to kick them out of the Premier League because they're, you know, if they take away 30 points or something from them, are they in relegation zone? I mean, they're only like, what are they, like 9 or 10 right now? So I don't know. I feel like that could be the same punishment.
So this has happened. Juventus has been kicked out of the Italian league before.
Okay.
And they're constantly getting in trouble for cheating. It's not like a death sentence to your team, but I think that if teams are just completely cooking the books and cheating, I think that these teams are going to go after them pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think Chelsea will be back in the Premier League if they are found guilty? I do.
Yes.
Because they're just too big of an institution to not be in the league.
I don't really want them to get kicked out of the league. I mean, I think you just think it'd be so funny.
So funny. No, it would be hilarious. It would be, they'd be back in 1 year. They could make a freaking Netflix show about their journey down to win every game in the championship. Right, you know, like they could do that.
All right.
I just think it would be really funny. I think that like this is a pretty, like, it's hard because the Chelsea fans, you know, and our former host himself, Ryan Barter, he would say, oh, that was the last regime. I'm like, yeah, the one who built the entire club from nothing to being a big, massive European power. During the time that they were cheating, they were winning the league and the Champions League.
Yep.
I'm sorry, if this happened in the NFL, there is no way. And so what I think Chelsea fans would say is, well, other teams are cheating too. Okay, well, they're starting to get in trouble.
Yeah.
They are. And like, it's
show me where Arsenal cheated and show me where Liverpool cheated. I would like to know if it's happening.
Yeah. And like, these same teams seem to get in trouble a lot. I mean, there was a transfer ban for a year for Chelsea because they were illegally signing players.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like this is the first time they've tried to do something sketchy. Like, they're repeat offenders at this time. And I think that the new ownership is Todd Boehly, and he's a U.S. guy. I would assume that he knew this was coming.
Yeah.
And he knew trouble was coming.
I mean, did he get a deal on the team when like Abramovich was forced to sell? And, you know, I'm sure that there was some talk of, well, what type of shape are the books in right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, from everybody looking to spend billions of dollars on this club.
Yeah. I mean, I think he 100% knew. And that's why when we really went after them for how crazy and outrageous their spending has been, I think that their spending has been crazy and outrageous because they knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew, like, if we buy a lot of expensive young players, even if we get a 2-year transfer ban or, like, horrible punishments, we'll be young enough and cheap enough that we can just keep building ourselves back up kind of organically.
Yeah.
And so,
and even if winning doesn't matter as much during that year or 2 years,
yeah,
at least they're building assets
with young guys. And
then
stuff,
and once that lifts, they can like sell everybody off. But the two guys that they got,
yeah,
like free.
And so I think that they've been planning for this for a couple of years now.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah.
My guess is,
yeah,
absolutely nothing comes of this.
My guess is that they're going to
That's more likely than any kind of punishment, don't you think?
Here's my honest guess. My honest guess is that they would prefer a punishment that they know going into or leaving the season than one that they don't know for next season.
Yeah.
So I kind of have this feeling if they're proven guilty here that they're going to want some quick action. And the league is going to punish them by docking them enough points to send them close to relegation, but not relegation.
Yeah.
So kind of send a message. Chelsea finished in 16th place. You know, they weren't going to get relegated. They kind of came to agreement on the points. It's kind of embarrassing for them.
Yeah, but that's it. That doesn't mean anything.
I think that they could get a transfer ban.
That would be a much bigger deal. Because like they're not going to finish top five, really. I mean, I don't...
No, it would be like a...
Well, I guess it's still top four for us. But
it would be symbolic to just make them lose points and stuff. I think that like if I was running things, I would want them to get a transfer ban. I think, like, if you cheat with signing players, you shouldn't get to sign players. And it's happened to a lot of teams. It's not just them.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened to Real Madrid. This has happened to Barcelona. This has happened to Atletico Madrid. This has happened to Chelsea in the past. Like, other teams have had this punishment before. I think City even had something like this at one point. So,
yeah, they did.
Teams have had this kind of thing. I kind of think that's what they deserve here.
Okay.
I would say a point deduction and a transfer ban. I would feel like some level of justice was served.
Okay. Keep us updated.
I will. All right. Well, guys, that is all the time that we have here on this episode. We'll be back with a screencast talking about all the shows that you guys need to be watching, all of the news that's coming out. Until then, thanks for hanging out with your best friends here at the Northeast Podcast.